that band.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for getting connected to EV Help Desk. How may I help you today?
Something about there was a credit or a debit for $299 or something from my account.
Mm-hmm. Did you make any transaction?
Not that I know of.
All right. And apart from you, is there anyone who knows about your card's information? Or you are just the main user?
No, I'm the only person.
And last week or 2 weeks ago, did you try to swipe up your card at any offline stores?
No, I didn't quite get that thing.
Okay, now what we are going to do, we are simply going to help you out for your cancellation, okay?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, so do you have any computer, laptop, or smartphone with you right now?
Oh, I've got a phone with me, yes.
And on this phone, I believe so, you do online activities, right?
Yes.
Like checking your banking statements, doing online shopping. Do you do that on the phone?
I can do, yes.
Okay, so what we are going to do now, we will simply give you up your cancellation ID and the reference ID, all right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, so the phone is Android or it's Apple iPhone? Which phone it is?
Apple iPhone.
Apple iPhone. So put me on speaker.
Yes, on speaker.
Now, once you put me up on the speaker, you need to open up the App Store application. So in your mobile phone, open up the App Store.
I'm not quite sure I understand that.
Open the App Store. App Store application.
Yeah, all right.
Now in the App Store, look at the bottom. Can you see there is a magnifying glass search? Click on that search.
Yeah.
And in the search, type there ANY, A for Alpha, N for Nancy, Y for Yellow, any.
Just a
minute. ANY.
Yeah, just a minute. I gotta get my glasses.
Right, have your glasses. So, have your glasses.
ANY.
After ANY, type DE, D for Delta, E for Echo, DE.
NEDE. What was after E?
K. SK. It will be any desk. ANYDESK.
Yeah.
Now search for it, and what is the very first option coming up?
Any desk remote. Access.
Click on that. Very good. Click on that. Now, can you see any option says get? Click on get.
No, it just says any desk remote desktop installed.
Install. Very good. Click on install. Once the install is done and it says to you open, do let me know. All right? It's installing, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, meanwhile, just grab a piece of paper and a pen, okay? Have you got any paper or pen with you? Just get it.
Yeah.
Now, firstly, on that paper, I will give you your cancellation and the reference ID, okay? Which you need to write it down very carefully. So now if the application is installed, and it reads to you open. Can you see open?
No.
What it says?
It's a Google on the site now.
Now, okay, go back. Now, what it says?
Don't seem to be able to go back anywhere.
Okay, you just open up the App Store, close the App Store and open it one more time.
Yep. It's open now.
Okay, now can you see allow option, allow or continue? Or you see your address, 9 numbers?
No, today it says.
Okay, you click on search. Yeah, click on search.
Yep.
Type there any desk. ANYDESK.
Yep.
Now search for it. Now can you see the first any desk coming up?
Any desk remote, yeah.
Yes, click on open. Now what can you see?
Any of this would like to send you a notification.
Allow, yes. Click on allow.
Yep.
Now can you see something says your address and some 9 numbers?
Yes.
That's the cancellation number of yours. Slowly and clearly confirm the number to me, sir.
856.
Mm-hmm.
984.
984.
605.
All right, so write down this number as a reference ID, okay? Make a note of that number.
Yeah.
Now, once you have written down the number, just do let me know, all right, sir?
Yeah, I've written it down.
Okay, now we are connecting you up to the eBay server, so you will see some security warnings. Can you see the security warnings coming up? Give
yes.
A click on, I'm aware of the risk, then accept. At the bottom, you will see 2 boxes. Give a click on,
yes.
I am aware of the risk, then accept. Click on that. Now, what can you see, sir?
I'm aware of the risk.
Yes. Click on, I'm aware of the risk. Go down. You will see 2 boxes at the bottom. Give a click on I'm aware of the risk, then accept, click on that.
Yeah.
And then you will see eBay Security Department, okay or accept, click on that.
Yeah.
And then you will see start broadcast. Click on
yeah.
Start broadcast. Have you clicked on start broadcast?
I didn't get.
What can you see, sir? Okay, do not touch anywhere else. Leave your mobile phone as it is, okay?
It's screen broadcast. Any desk, stop broadcast.
Yes, very good. You are connected up to the secure server of the eBay, alright? Now, what you just
yes.
Need to do, sir, just come back to the main screen. Where you can see your wallpaper and all the other apps. Just come back over there. Come back.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yep.
Now, sir, on this mobile phone, I believe so, you check your emails, you check your banking statements, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what we just need to do, first we need to check that whether your internet line is safe or not at this moment, okay? Because internet line is the main thing from where the people have got hold of your shopping, your banking, and whatever stuff you do, okay? So can you
yes.
Just open up the new Google Fresh page on your mobile phone?
Yes.
Are you on the Google?
Yes.
Yeah. Now in the Google search, you need to type over there my, M-Y, my, then give a space.
Yep.
Number one.
Yep.
Now can you see anything says my 1P address location? Give a click on that. Now go down, you will see option says people also ask. Can you see that? People also ask.
Yes.
And in the people also ask, can you see the very first option? What is my IP location and country? Give a click on that. What is my IP location and country? Click on that. Go to the down a little bit. Go down slowly, slowly. Now what is the IP location you can see over there, sir? Read out to me.
66.
That is the IP address. That is 66.249.64.62. And just below that, what's the country and the location you can see?
States of America.
Go down a little bit, you will see everything. Now, what's the country and the state?
California.
But you are not in California at this point of time, correct?
Yes, that's for sure.
That's the reason it was suspicious for us, sir. Because we know that you are a resident of Australia. You are not residing in Mountain View, California. And I believe so, sir, you have never been there, correct?
Correct, yes.
Never in your life, because we have never seen any transactions over there from Mountain View, California. So that means the people from Mountain View, California are simply getting hold of your internet line. They are using your internet line at this present moment, and they have got hold of your shopping, banking, and whatever activities you do, okay?
Yeah.
So kindly just come out of this page. I believe so you have understood a little bit of it, what is happening to you, right?
Yes.
And you are using the Telstra internet lines, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just come out of this page, sir. Come out.
Yeah, just push on.
Yeah, just go back to your main page, your main home screen.
Yes.
Very good. Now, what you just need to do, sir, just go ahead and just check. Log into your bank and just check. If you can see any suspicious transactions over there, just do let me know, okay?
Alright, I'll try and find that.
And do it in this mobile phone itself, all right, sir?
Yes.
Just check it carefully, it will be there. You are dealing with a greater bank, we know that, right?
Yes.
According to where we are. So just find the bank application, look carefully, it will be there. Just wipe the screen one time.
Yeah.
One time more. And just check the Greater Bank app.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
All right, just open it, sir.
Yeah.
And just check your statement, log in and just check. Do you remember your username or password? Do you remember that?
Password.
Are you finding it, sir?
No, what's the password?
Okay, you remember it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. If you remember, then put it down. And do you remember the username?
No.
If you don't know, you can just give a click on forget option.
Yeah, I'm logged in.
Now just go down slowly, slowly. Go down.
Okay. What am I looking for?
Check all your accounts. And apart from this device, sir, have you got any computer with you, or it's just the one device you are using?
It's the only one I've got, yeah.
You have got a computer?
Oh, I have, yeah, but that's in home.
That's in home. And you are not at your home right now?
No.
All right, sir. So are you checking up your statements?
Yeah.
All right. If you see anything suspicious at this moment, do let me know, all right? But at this moment, let me tell you, as everything is kept on hold, so it might happen like the transactions won't be reflected to your account, okay? Still, if you find something suspicious, just to let me know, all right?
Yeah, something there I can see.
Oh, you can see?
I can't see anything there.
All right. All right. Now you can just close out this banking page, sir. Close down the banking page. And I believe that you are just dealing with a greater bank, right? Apart from that, you don't deal with any other bank.
No.
All right. So what you just need to do, sir, just bear with us, okay? Let us just pass all this information to the anti-fraud team of your bank, okay? And let's see what we can help you out for that, okay? Just bear with us. How are you?
Yep.
Yes. Now, what we need to do, sir, we simply need to connect up your call to the anti-fraud team, okay, from the bank itself. And the anti-fraud team will be helping you out to show you up more problems that we have seen and further help you out to get back your refund, okay?
Yes.
All right, sir. It was very lovely speaking to you. Thank you for your time and patience. Just stay on the line.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to the anti-fraud department from eBay. My name is Eddie. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, thank you.
That sounds good to me. So at the moment right now, there have been transactions, I believe, the previous representative you're talking to, they might have told you that there were transactions that have been made under your eBay account. And you got no clue about any of that?
No.
Okay. Can I please ask you the last time you logged into your eBay account, sir?
Possibly yesterday.
Possibly yesterday. You never did it any time today, right?
No, I haven't done it today, that's for sure.
Okay. Do you know the reason why I'm asking you about this is because we noticed multiple login attempts made into your eBay account after midnight yesterday, okay? And this is the reason why I believe your account will have been compromised. Let me tell you again, it was found out that your eBay account was logged in from California, that's America. It was logged in from New Delhi, that's in India. And it was then logged in from China. So these were three locations from where your eBay account was logged in from. We believe it could be a fraudulent activity under your account. We raised a red flag on your account immediately. And we made a call to you as well in the midnight, but we couldn't get a hold for you. So we called and contacted the Digital Bank Services, okay? We let them know about what was going on our end, and they had put on hold your account. But until they could do any of it, they could do any online security on your account, there were some payments that was made under your Greater Bank already, which would not be cancelled from the bank's end. So we are calling you today to let you know about the same thing that we were dealing up with yesterday, so we could cancel all of it for you, okay?
Yes.
All right. At the moment right now, when we are checking up your informations, okay, or the transactions on your account, we have been looking up your informations, and it says that there have been orders and informations made into your account from the three locations again. So when you were talking to the previous executive on our side, I believe they might have showed you our informations about your accounts getting compromised, IP addresses being logged in into your account from America, that's California, America, from China and India. So what I need you to know is there are people trying to look on your IP address, your Telstra information, from a long point of time. They have been able to check your network configurations and the websites you visit along with the passwords you use. And using them, they have made accounts. They have loaded up accounts under your name on Western Union, okay, PayPal, Remitly, Wise, Bitcoin.com, Ria Money, WorldRemit, and some other cryptocurrency network chain applications. Do you understand that?
I think so, yes.
Okay. So we'll be going ahead and getting you connected to the eBay anti-fraud support at the moment right now to cancel all of these transactions, because when we are talking about refunds getting back into your account, we're talking about funds getting back into your accounts from all of these three different countries. Do you understand that? And we're going to get your funds back from all of these payment wallets. Okay? From Western Union and all of the payment wallets. So we'll go ahead and fill up the information, get the work secured up. At the moment right now, we have one account that seems to be compromised, and that is the Greater Bank, okay? Now, we believe there could be some inactivity, some fraudulent inactivity going on with your bank send as well, because it looks like you never share your information, okay?
Yeah.
You have never shared your information with other people. You never share any of your details. That is what you're telling us every time. So there could be some reason or the other way that your information have been shared up with other people. And the only reason it could have happened, apart from you, is your bank. So what I'm telling you is that there could be someone at your bank's end as well who could be involved in sharing your information out to other people. You understand that? Okay? Because there have been a lot of fraudulent activities going around in the country in the last 1 to 2 decades, in the last 10 to 15 years. We have been investigating all of these matters and cases with the Action Fraud Department and with the police officers, and we found out that there have been people who work at the banks and as well who end up sharing the customer's details with people in the market, people out in the open, who then go ahead and call the customers and steal the customer's information, okay? So it could have happened this way as well. But somehow or the other way, okay, the information has been compromised from Greater Bank, okay?
Yep.
Okay. So, do you have an icon on your phone from the Greater Bank, sir?
I do, yes.
Okay, open up the Greater Bank icon on your device. And let me tell you, you're not supposed to share with me any information about a Greater Bank, okay? Do it then on the cell phone. When you're on the Greater Bank, just come back into your home screen where you see all of your, you know, I'm sorry, just come back to the previous page. On the top, you have the back option. Click on back.
Yeah.
Now, at the very bottom, you have an option that says more. Click on more.
Yes.
Do you have any option that says services? Click on services.
Yes.
Now, do you have an option that says pay ID management? Click over there.
Yes.
Okay. On the screen, do you see your email and your information, or do you see someone else's information coming up over there, sir?
Does it have the guy's email on there?
You see the account that inside the number is 3411?
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Vice, just click on the back arrow on the top, come back to the previous page.
Yeah.
Now, come to the bottom of the screen slowly. You see the option for card management, click on card management. Now, you see the cards that have been compromised under your account as well. These are the cards that you have been compromised on. Now, do you see drop-down arrows showing up on the right-hand side of the screen? Click on the drop-down arrows. Okay. Now, have you been using Apple Pay on your account as well, sir?
No.
Okay, but your information is compromised from Apple Pay. You see at the bottom it says set up Apple Pay. Click on that option that says set up Apple Pay. Click on set up Touch ID and password. Click on the option that says set up Touch ID and passcode. Come to the bottom of the screen, it says, it tells you about passcode. Do you see that? Come to the bottom. It says turn passcode on. I believe you missed that option, sir. Come to the top slowly. And you'll see an option that says turn passcode on. Click over there.
Yes.
Okay. Click on keep. Put in the numbers over there. 123456. I repeat, put on the numbers over there. 123456. Now click on use anyway. Put on the numbers over there again, 123456.
Yeah.
I hope you're done with that. Put your password down for your email. I hope you know what your password is. Are you done with that, sir? Okay. I have two emails that belong to you. I have your email, that's gregw5833@gmail.com. The other email I have for you is gregvice@sctelco.net.au. Right? I'm sorry?
SC Telco, one's an old one.
SC Telco is an old one, you don't use it any longer?
No.
Okay. Alright. Click on view terms. Come back to the previous page on the top, you have the back option, click on back. Okay, come back into your home screen, open up the Greater Bank one more time. All right. Now, let's say set up Apple Pay. Click on set up Apple Pay again at the bottom. You see it says set up Apple Pay for the card that ends in 1008.
Yeah.
Click click on debit or credit card. Click on continue. Click on enter card details manually. Do you have the card with you? Both the cards with you, 108 and the other card. The card for the number is 108 and the card that ends with the number is 623. You don't have the 108 card with you?
No.
Okay, check the name on the card. Is it Dave Brown on the card? Is that Gregory Wise on the card?
Gregory Wise.
Put on the name over there like Gregory Wise. Then put on the card numbers on the other line too. Let me know once you're done with the card numbers. Click on next once you're done. Click on add a card later. It's come back into your home screen. Open up. Okay. So we'll go ahead and start working up on the case at the moment right now, okay? What you need to do is we'll go ahead and start working on the issue with Western Union. There have been transactions made under your accounts for payments for laptops, AirPods, gift cards, and cell phones, like I told you, from India and China. That will be helping you cancel up right now. What you do is open up the App Store on your cell phone. Right down over there on the top, WU. W stands for William, U stands for Unicorn. Please write it down from your end.
Yeah.
Click on blue color search at the very bottom of the screen.
Wait,
you see the Western
Union.
Union? Yes, sir. Get that application. You see get? Click on get. Install, sir. Click on install. You need to do it from your end. Let me know once it shows open, okay? Do you see over there the option that says open, or you don't see any options like that?
Can't see any option there.
Okay. Exit out of the screen. You see the option that says X. Click on the X. On the screen it says X, now it says open, click on open, sir. Listen to me very carefully and I'll help you cancel the trial charges on your account, okay?
Yep.
Now click on allow. Click on register or login at the bottom. Click on register, okay. Click on the back arrow on the top left hand corner of the screen.
Yep.
Click on register. Put down your first and last name. Now, grab hold of your driver's license. Do you have a valid driver's license on your end, sir?
No. I have one with me.
So what kind of ID card do you have on your end, sir?
It's a prison member of Romania, a very short.
I'm sorry?
So I know what the number of my license is.
No, like, what kind of ID, what form of ID do you have with you?
Anything I've got with me, the paper and the face.
Do you remember the driver's license number and the card number?
I know what the driver's license number is, but I don't know what the card number is.
And where is your driver's license number right now at the moment?
I'm my wife, I'm home at the moment.
Can you call your wife or send her a message and she could, if she could send her you a picture of the card, the front and the back?
Wait a minute, I might have a copy of the card.
I'm sorry?
I'm just having a look. I might have a copy of the card.
Please check it on your end.
Yeah, I've got a copy of the card. Here's the license, yes.
You got a copy of the card? Where is it right now? Like, you have a picture of it? Like, what kind of thing do you have on your end?
It's a photograph copy of the card.
Okay. So what name is on the license? Is it just Gregory Wise, or do you have a different name printed on the card?
Nicol Wise.
I'm sorry?
Gregory Neil Wise, N-I-L.
Please put your name down over there in the very same format. Put your first name down like Gregory, middle name down like Neil, and your last name down like Wise. Continue. Now put your email address down. Click on the yellow color bar that says continue, sir.
Yeah.
Now put your email address down. It says password. On the next line, you're on the right-hand side, bottom corner, on the right-hand side of the screen. Do you see there's an eye symbol, and an eye symbol that has a mark on it? You see that on the right-hand side of the screen? Just below the email you put down, you see the next option says, create your password. You see that? Click on your home button, sir.
Yes.
Now come to the top of the screen. Come to the top of the screen. Here at the bottom, yes, sir. Now you see the box that says create your password.
Yes.
On the right hand side of that box, do you see an eye symbol with a line on it, with a mark on it?
Yes. You don't see that?
Click on the eye symbol with the mark on it. Click over there. Now write the password down. The password is the word support, like S-U-P-P-O-R-T. Write it down. Support. Write on with a capital S. S should be capital, sir. S-U-P-P-O-R-T and the number 239. Now you have three boxes below them. Okay, below this line, check on all of the three boxes. Come to the bottom. Click on register. Now, right here, we're going to go ahead and fill up a dispute form and send it to the bank in India, because you'll first receive money back from India, okay? So you see the option that says India, tap on India. Click on continue at the bottom. Did you click on continue? Now fill down the amount over there, like 1750. This is the amount we are filling up the claim for right now. Write down 1750. Click on check fees. Click on the yellow color bar that says check fees. Now, right down below is 1750. Do you have an option that says debit card? You see that option below 1750 that says debit card? Or you don't see that? Click on debit card, sir. Tap on that option where it says debit card. Now, on the left-hand side, do you see you have options like credit card, debit card? Just move it over on the left-hand side, and you'll then have an option that says instant bank transfer. Just scroll your finger up on the left-hand side of the screen, where you see it says credit card, debit card. Yes. On the left hand side, you see it says instant bank transfer.
Yes.
The red color one. Click over there. Click on save at the bottom of the screen.
Yes.
Save. Now click on the square box at the very bottom left hand corner of the screen. Click on OK at the bottom. Click on continue at the bottom of the screen. At the very bottom it says continue. Click on continue at the bottom of the screen, sir.
This says I'm sending money to India.
You're not sending money to anybody, sir. Like we have explained to you every other time, we are going ahead and filling up dispute forms and dispute claims to different banks and different countries where money has been sent out from using your account, sir. So we are helping you get your money back. All we have to do is we have to send the dispute form to help you receive your money back. Do you understand that? Okay. I wouldn't ask you to send your money anytime, sir. You're not doing something like that. Now click on accept at the bottom of the screen. Click on don't allow. Click on OK. Now you have come to the bottom of the screen. At the bottom left hand corner, right hand corner, you see the option that says mobile number. Click on mobile number. Right down over there, the number is 877.
Yeah.
900.
900. Yep.
5010. This is the bank's phone number from which you're receiving the money. Now I'm going to help you with the name of the verifier who's going to help you get your money back. Come to the top of the screen. On the very top of the screen, you have an option that says first name. So I'm going to help you with the name of the person who's going to help you get your money back from India. The first name is R as in Roger. Write the name down on the first name itself. R as in Roger. O as in Oscar. U as in Bitcoin. I'm sorry. R-O-U. R as in Roger. O as in Oscar. U as in Unicorn. S as in Sam. H as in Henry. A as in Adam. N as in Nancy. Come to the section where it says last name. Come to the bottom. Click on last name. Write down over there. K as in Kilo, U as in Unicorn, M as in Mary, A as in Adam, R as in Roger. Click on continue. Now you it asks you for the address. Write the address down over there. The address will be 48. Write the address down, the street address blank. It should be 48. Give a space. Write down over there. A as in Adam, L as in Larry, I as in Indigo, B as in Boy, U as in Unicorn, I'm sorry, B as in Boy, write down B as in Boy, A as in Adam, U as in Unicorn, and G as in George. Give a space, write down J as in John, A as in Adam, A as in Adam, N as in Nancy. Give a space and write down R as in Roger, O as in I think you wrote something else, sir. Okay. R as in Roger, O as in Oscar, A as in Adam. Write down A as in Adam and D as in David. Okay. I think you missed the last word. So the last word is road, like R-O-A-D. Okay. Like the street, like the avenue, like the road. R-O-A-D. R as in Roger, O as in Oscar, A as in Adam, D is in David. Did you get it right now?
Yeah.
Now come to the next option that says city. You have the third blank that has an option that says city. Click on city, write down over there. I as in Indigo, N as in Nancy, D as in David, O as in Oscar, R as in Roger, and E as in Edward. Click on the next option that says state. Tap on state and on the very top of the screen you see a search bar that says search state. Write down over there, M as in Mary, A as in Adam, D as in David. You see the only option coming up on the screen, click on that option. Now, the next option at the bottom, come to the very bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
It says zip code. Put a zip code down. It is 453220. I repeat, the number is 453220. Click on continue. Now it says select a bank, so we're going to fill down the details of the bank from which you're going to receive the money, okay? It says select a bank, tap on the option that says select a bank. And on the very top of the screen, now have a search bar again. Click on the search bar, right down over there, access, like A as in Adam, X as in X-ray, I as in Indigo, and S as in Sam. Write down A as in Adam, X as in X-ray, I as in Indigo, S as in Sam. You see Axis Bank showing up over there? Tap on Axis Bank. Tap on the option. Then it says account number, right? The number is down over there. The numbers will be 921-001-002-1091. Now come to the next line that says re-enter account number. Write the numbers down the next box. Write down 921-0-1001-002-1091. Is it done?
Yep.
What is the next option that you see on the screen, sir?
Think City.
Let me tell you what it is. Just give me a second. Tap on that option. Okay, all right. Right down over there, it will be G as in George, O as in Oscar, D as in David, D as in David, and A as in Adam.
Yep.
Come to the next option. Tap on purpose of transfer and tap on the only the first option over there that says credit to NRE account.
Yeah.
Come to the bottom of the screen right now.
Yeah.
Tap on continue. Now tap on mobile number. You see you have an option over there that says mobile number. Click on mobile number.
Yeah.
Tap, put down your phone number over there.
Yeah.
Come to the next option. What is the next option that you see on the screen?
Yeah,
it's date of birth. Yeah, put your date of birth down over there. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Tap on country of birth. I believe that should be Australia. Is it Australia, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Just move your fingers up a little bit. Scroll up your fingers up a little bit, and you'll see the option that says Australia. Not like that. Just tap. Okay. Come to the very bottom, come to the bottom slowly. No, sir. Tap on your home button, do a thing. Click on your home button. Open up Western Union. Okay, come to, it says Australia at the bottom, sir. Click on Australia.
Yeah.
It says your occupation. Now, I won't ask you to put down your real occupation over there, okay, for safety reasons. So click on your occupation. You see you have an option over there for IT tech and professional. Come to the bottom, you'll see this option that says IT tech and professional. Come to the bottom. IT and tech, it just went up, sir. The option starts with the letter I. I like Indigo. It is IT and tech professional. Look for this option.
Yeah.
The next option says employment position level. Click over there.
Yeah.
Click on senior level executive.
Yeah.
Click on the second option again that says nationality.
Yeah.
Come down to the bottom slowly again. Look over there for Australia. Sir, it is not Andorra, right? Come to the bottom. Click on Andorra. You have a wrong option over there, sir. Come to the bottom slowly. Make sure you move your fingers up. Not from the bottom. Move it from the middle to the top slowly, okay? Come to the bottom of the screen. Sir, look for the option that says cunt. Come to the top slowly. You see nationality, it says. What is it over there?
American Samoa.
You're not from that country, right?
Yeah.
So please move it and change it to Australia. I said move your fingers up a little bit. Scroll up the page.
Move
it to the bottom, sir. Scroll your page up. Not from the bottom, from the middle. Not from the bottom, from the middle.
What move?
Do a thing on the top. Click on Angola. Listen to me. I'll tell you what you need to do. On the top,
yeah.
You see search bar. Click on search bar on the top of the screen.
Yeah.
And change it to Australia. Right down over the Australia. Right on over there, Australia. Right on over there, Australia, sir. Right down over there, Australia, sir.
Yeah, I am, but it just wouldn't write
now, there's Australia. You see the only option says Australia. Tap over there. Australia with the flag. Okay, sir. Click on the option. Take it out. You have space after, yeah. Take the A out. Take the last A out. Make it empty. Okay. It says Australia below that. You see the Australian flag in Australia? Just stop over there, sir.
Yeah.
Now come to the bottom. It says house number, civic number, and street address. So what is the address that is mentioned on the driver's license?
Number 4.
Put down the same address that is mentioned on the driver's license, okay? Tell me what the address is, sir.
4 Bindari Street.
Okay. And what is the name of the city? The name of the city, sir?
Greenwell Point.
I'm sorry?
Greenwell Point.
Okay, you have too many E's over there.
Yeah.
Right on the T over there. Give a space and write the name of the city. Okay, there it is, sir. Is it from Greenwell Point, New South Wales? You see your address comes at the bottom?
Yeah.
Tap on that address. Now, is that how your address is mentioned on the driver's license? 4 Bindery Street from Greenwell Point, okay? New South Wales.
Yeah.
See you later, actually.
Yeah.
2540.
Sure.
That's how the address is mentioned?
It is, yes.
Very good, sir. Check the square box at the very bottom. You see there's a square box at the bottom. Check on the square box.
Yeah.
Come to the bottom of the screen. Thank you, Ray. Yes, sir. Is it done?
Stupid. Run. Blink out.
Click on continue. Now, at the bottom it says ID type. Click on ID type.
Yeah.
Click on Australian driver's license.
Yeah.
Come to the bottom.
Yeah.
Come to the bottom. No, come to the bottom of the screen. It says issuing state over there. Not all the way to the bottom, sir. Come to the top slowly. Okay, there it is. Issuing state. Click on issuing state. That is New South Wales, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now take a photo of the front of the driver's license. I hope you can do that, sir. I hope you know how to take a photo of the front of the license. Just come back into your home screen on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Open up the camera. And take a photo of the front of the license, okay? Where do you see your license number? You see your license number over there? Okay.
Yeah.
Just come back into your home screen, sir.
Yeah.
Open up Western Union.
Yeah.
What do you see on the screen?
Still just at Western Union. Please wait. Yep.
On the top it says login. Click on login on the top of the screen. On the very top right hand corner it says login.
Yeah.
Put your password down. Support with a capital S and the number 239. Support with the capital S and the number 239.
Yep.
Click on low power mode. Low power mode. Login. Cancel. Continue. At the bottom, continue. Not now. Click on not now at the bottom. Click on continue, sir. What do you see at the bottom of the screen? Write on 1750. Click on check please. Click on debit card. Below the 1750 you see the debit card option. Click on debit card.
Yeah.
Come to the bottom on the left hand side. The third option says instant bank transfer. Yes, click on instant bank transfer. Click on save at the bottom. Click on continue at the bottom. Now you will see the name of the verifier from whom you're receiving the money, okay? Click on accept at the bottom. You see the Roshan Kumar, click on that name. The RK with the black circle, click on that name. Click on continue at the bottom. Come to the bottom of the screen, click on continue. Now again come to the bottom of the screen, then click on continue. Now again come to the bottom of the screen on the next page, sir. Okay. Come to the bottom of the screen. Click on purple transfer at the bottom. Click on credit to NRE account. Click on continue at the bottom. Continue again. Click on ID type. At the bottom it says ID type. Click on Austrian driver's license. Keep coming down a little bit. Issuing state, New South Wales. License number, then it says put the license number down. It is 2743. J as in John and Z as in Zebra, right? That's your license number. Put down capitals. Yeah. Put the license number in capitals. Capital J and capital Z. Capital Z, sir. Come to the next option that says card number. The card number is 2053 on the next line. Card number 2053. 430-831. Keep coming down. Expiration date, please. Click on expiration date. Write down 2606. 2024. Come to the bottom of the screen. Check the square box. You have a square box that you just went past. Check on the square box. Tap on continue. Click on continue at the bottom. What do you see on the screen?
Just a triangle with a red triangle.
Click on the X on the right hand side top of the screen. You have the X symbol, click on the X symbol. You see the X symbol on the right hand side top, right?
Yes.
Come back to you. Okay, come to the bottom of the screen. Check rates, click on check rates. Click on check rates at the bottom again. Click on RK, click on the, okay, click on the, okay, do a thing. Click on the back arrow on the top left hand corner. You see instant bank transfer. Click on instant bank transfer. On the left hand side it says debit card. Tap, come to the bottom on the left hand side of the screen. On the left hand side of the screen, come to the bottom. Okay. Come to the top of the screen. Click on debit card. On the left hand side it says debit card. Click on debit card. Click on save. Click on continue. Click on RK again, RK with a circle inside it. Click on continue. Come to the bottom of the screen. Click on continue. Come to the bottom of the screen, click on continue. Come to the bottom of the screen, it says purpose of transfer. So tap on purpose of transfer. Tap on credit to NRE account, the first option, sir. Just because you're crediting, you're being credited for the same amount of funds, okay? Now, click on continue. Tell me what you see on the screen. Now, do you have your debit card with you, sir? The card that ends with the number 623. You said you have the card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You see there's an I symbol on the card. Click on the I symbol. After card number, you have an I symbol over there. Tap on the I symbol. Click on OK. No, not over there. Click on OK. You see it says card number. After
yeah.
card number, you have an I symbol with a mark on it, with an X line on it. Click over there. Below, before the camera, you see the camera, yes. Now click on card number. Click on card number and put down over there the card that ends with the number 623. You're not supposed to tell me any details of that card over the phone, okay? Put the card number down from your end over there. Please check if the card numbers are correct. Now put on the expiration date. And check the three numbers in the back of the card, sir. Do you see three numbers on the back of your card?
Yeah.
Okay, put on the three numbers over there. Let me know once you're done.
Yeah.
Okay, please check if the card numbers and the expiration date on the three numbers are all correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay, click on continue to review. Click on continue at the bottom. Come to the bottom of the screen. Click on continue, sir. You're done with that?
Yep.
Come back to your home screen.
Yes.
Open up your text messages. You have a text message over there at the very bottom. To the number one inside it, click on the text message box.
Yeah.
Top. Okay. Open up the first message. Come back to your home page. Open up Safari. You have Safari over there at the bottom. Tap on Safari. At the very bottom, you have a search bar. Click on the search bar at the very bottom of the screen. Write down over there, take everything out, write down over there, Rocket, R-O-C-K-E-T, write down Rocket. No sir, not like that. Click on the search bar at the very bottom of the screen. Just write down from the keyboard, do not take anything out, write down Rocket, R-O-C-K-E-T, Rocket. Write down Remit, R-E-M-I-T, Remit. R-E-M-I-T. Yeah. On the top of the screen, you see it says Rocket Remit. Click on Rocket Remit on the very top of the screen. Now come to the bottom of the screen slowly. 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 Keep coming down. Keep coming down. Hold on. Now you see it says Rocket Remit in blue colors. Click on Rocket Remit where you see it in blue colors. Now, on the right-hand side top corner of the screen, you see the three lines? Click on the three lines. Click on three lines on the right-hand side top corner of the screen, sir. Sir, do you see three lines on the right-hand side top corner of the screen? Do you see on the top it says sign up? What do you see on the screen right now?
It says transfer message.
Okay, click on the right. Click on the three lines on the right hand side top corner of the screen first of all, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're not clicking over there. Yes, now you did. Click on sign up. Now click your, put your first name down. You see in the option you have for first name. Put down your first name like Gregory. Put it down. Then we have the option for last name. Click on the last name option right down over there, Vice. Put your option down over there for mobile number. Write the number down, like 427-260-311. Put your number down. Your click on your email address, put your email address down. Put the password down again, like support with a capital S, support with a capital S.
Sure.
And write in the numbers 239. Come to the bottom. Okay. Check on the box that says I'm not a robot. Tap on register. Click on not now. Stay with me, sir. Now just come back into your home page, open up and check your text messages, sir. Click on the back arrow on the top left hand corner. Open up the first message you have received. Come back into your home screen. Open up Safari again. Write the numbers inside the box at the bottom. You see the green color box, write the numbers inside it. The numbers are 4-5-5-5-2. And the numbers 4-5-5-5-2. 3-5, sir. 5-5-5-2, okay? Take the 2 out. 5 and 2. Next. Come to the top of the screen. Click on date of birth. Now on the top you see it says March 2023, click over there where it says March 2023. Now you put down your date of birth over there, bring the month and the date, sir. Click on done.
Oh, that's the wrong
guy.
Should be
4th
of August.
Put your real date of birth down over there, sir. Click on the date of birth section over there. Click on done. The next option says country of birth. Click on country of birth. Australia. Take the D out. You have the D over there. Take the D out. Take it out. Yeah. Australia. AUS. Click on Australia. You see the first option says Australia below that. Click on Australia.
Yeah.
Click on the box that says I'm an Australian citizen. Click over there.
Yeah.
Click on your occupation. It says your occupation. No, sir. I'm an Australian citizen.
Yeah.
It says your occupation. Click on your occupation. Come to the bottom of the box. You see there's a below that you have the options. Yeah. Hold on. Slowly. You're going way too fast, sir. Come to the... Hold on. It says business services. Click on business services. Click on your residential address on the next line. Write down your address over there, 4 Bhandari Street. Give a space. Bhandari Street. right on street, ST. ST, sir. ST. No, that is not the correct way. ST. You have a D. ST. Just right on. No, sir. You have a XS over there.
Put yeah, on the I have
okay. Give it space. Okay, there it is. The second option. You see that? 4 Bhandari Street, Greenville Point, NSW. Okay. Click on our mail. Select the gender. Select the check on the square box at the bottom. It says I have written accept. Check the square box. Click on next to the bottom of the screen. Come to the top of the screen. It says driver's license number. Click on driver's license number. Come to the bottom slowly. Click on driver's license number right down over there. The number 27. Right on driver's license number over there, sir. Come to the next line, put on the card number, sir.
Okay, whatever you...
Stay with me online, sir.
What?
Stay with me online, sir, okay?
Fine. Good to what?
Click on OK. Just come back to your home screen. All right. Open up and check your text messages one more time. On the top, you have the back arrow. Click on the back arrow. Come back to your home screen. Open up the Greater Bank one more time, sir. Open up the Greater Bank. Log into the account. Remember your access code or you remember your password? You remember your username and password, right? Put down your username and your password. Check your notes, okay?
Your pen?
Yeah, do you have it written down somewhere, sir?
I'm just getting it. I'm an 85-year-old, which is probably too confused, and my phone's red hot, but it just says it doesn't want to do anything.
I'm sorry?
I said my phone's red hot, it doesn't want to do anything.
Okay, do it then. Come back on your home space.
Yeah.
Open up the... Okay, do it then. Okay. Have you received a new phone call right now? Did you receive a phone call right now?
I don't know.
On the cell phone, you have the AnyDesk application, right? Open up AnyDesk.
I can't keep going with this MFA. I'm going to have to give this away.
What happened, sir?
Well, I'm just too confused. I've got no idea what I'm doing. My phone doesn't want to work. Nothing wants to work. I've got to go.
I'll tell you one thing, sir. Mr. Weiss, this is important because this is about your money. If you care enough, if you don't care enough about your money, let me tell you, you might lose your funds. And let me tell you, in case once this phone call gets hung up, we might not be able to take your responsibility of this again, okay?
Well, I'm sorry. I just have no idea where I am. I'm 85 years old. This is too much for me at this time. I'll go and have a talk to the bank tomorrow or something like that.
Let me tell you, what I can do for you in this case right now is,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and, you know, like, I understand you're 95 years of age, you are too old for all of this, okay? But, sir, you need to listen. It is the purchase on your account is more than $20,000. You will lose $20,000 out of your bank account. Is that fine with you? Yes, sir, they can take it. So this is why we're talking to you. If this was not important, do you think we would be providing with the service free of cost?
Well, I'm sorry, look, I'm just too confused. It's too much for me. I'm not used to these telephone things and everything.
I do understand that, sir. Let me tell you one thing, Mr. Weiss, okay? Please listen.
Yeah.
Hold on and listen to me one thing very carefully. I know... You're old. You're not technical enough for all of this, any of this, okay? I'm going to go ahead and get you connected to one of the managers from the anti-fraud department who also work with the Greater Bank Services, okay?
Yep.
So we have people on our side who also work with the bank and with eBay. So they are one of the bank representatives. They work with Greater Bank as well. They are the senior manager in eBay as well. I'm going to get you connected to them, okay? So if you're thinking with talking to the bank, right? You're thinking to talk to the bank, I'm going to get you connected with them, have a word with them. At least
we're trying to make the best plan. All right.
Sorry?
My phone's just about black. It's showing red up on the top.
It's red on the top because you're connected to us. So it's not red on the top because your phone is having an issue right now.
It is, because it says it's got no percent left on the thing.
I'm sorry?
You know, I said, my phone's got a thing up there that tells me how much power it's got left in it. It's got next to none in it. Red hot, I can't even hold the phone.
Your phone is hot right now, you're saying?
Yes, very, very hot.
So tell me that is the issue right now, okay? Okay? You will now be receiving a call from the anti-fraud department, okay? It will be our manager. You'll be receiving a phone right now. Are you receiving a call right now, sir?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm going to hang up this phone call. You'll now be receiving a call from the manager, okay? Please have a word with him, okay?
Yeah.
Have patience. Okay.
Yeah.